We be live. Hello, everybody. Hi. Hi, Anna.
Hi. And thank you for coming. Yay. It's Christmas.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Almost Christmas. Yes, almost Christmas. I just wanted to make sure that we do another reminder of what's happening in Gaza before Christmas. I know a lot of people are not going to be here because people are now busy with Christmas and the holidays and everything, but I just wanted to make sure before I head out for my trip that we show all these people who were taking down posters of Israeli hostages. And I have some takes about why they do this and what this shows, and use the people who take down the posters of Israeli hostages as a reminder that there are still hostages taken by Hamas in Gaza. I see we got a new member. Thank you so much, Marcus. Thank you for becoming a member. I'm going to do a member-only stream pretty soon after the holidays. So whoever is a member, make sure you look out for that. And I see Atheist Damon here, CD is here. Oh, and also, Anna, you're in Israel right now. You wanted to tell people something, just as a reminder that the war is still going on. Go on.
Yeah, just a short disclaimer before we start the show, that because I live in Israel and the war between Israel and Hamas is still ongoing, sometimes Hamas, they send rockets on Israeli cities. And then in the case we have a siren, I must go immediately in order to get to safety as fast as possible. And I'm going to do this without telling anything. So just like, don't panic if I start running or something.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that reminder. Let me just get into these videos, okay? Because let's look at this woman.
These aren't actually children. These are people that were kidnapped
by Hamas,
by Israel, babe. And they've been
You're
asked to be released.
So mentally unwell.
This is so insane. So this lady is taking out, removing the posters of hostages, Israeli hostages, and she's saying that these are look at the level of conspiracy theory here. She thinks that Israel took them hostage. So a lot of this is one of the repeating anti-Semitic tropes that I see over and over again, that nothing bad could happen to Jewish people. And if it does, it's just them doing it themselves. And, you know, this is just all an act, a conspiracy. Again, YouTube, I'm not saying this. This is just a repeat of that constant conspiracy theories that you see against Jewish people. So she thinks that the hostages that you've seen, Israel itself has taken them hostage. And look at her face. Anna, look at her face. Look at the level of confidence she has in the insane claim that she's making. I don't even know how to respond to these people. This is insane. I don't know what is Hamas in on this, because Hamas is constantly right now negotiating with Israel and talking about how they treat the hostages very well. What is all of that? Is Hamas also like lying? Like, is Hamas part of the propaganda of Israel and telling you that they're, oh yeah, we're treating them? What hostages are they treating well if Israel has taken the hostages? I don't even know how to respond to this. Go on, Anna. Help me out here.
Yeah, and also on the 7th of October, the very first videos from what happened, they came from Hamas. They were proud that they were killing and taking hostages. Yeah. They were proud of it. They were celebrating it. And people in Gaza were celebrating with candies. And they were very happy to bring these Israeli hostages. And like, even Hamas doesn't deny it. So how can she deny this?
I don't know how she denies it.
It is a little bit
insane.
It reminds me of the Holocaust, that even Germans don't deny the Holocaust happened, but yet some Islamists say that it never happened. Like, why? Why Germany doesn't deny it when it is the responsible part, but some Islamists say no, it didn't happen. So
yes.
You know,
well, I mean,
there,
you yeah
there is some treatment towards Israel that people always tell me, like, if they want to see videos or photos, okay, I send videos and photos, and they say, no, it's not real videos, not real photos, no, it didn't really happen, or it happened in a much smaller scale. And, you know, I don't need any photos of, like, the what ISIS did in Iraq in order to believe it happened, right? I don't need any photos from the genocide that happened in Bangladesh in order to believe that Pakistanis killed Bangladeshis, okay? I don't need to see this in order to believe it. Why even when Israel comes with pictures and videos, and even when these videos were shot by Hamas warriors themselves, nobody believes it. It's just because everyone hates Jews and Israel. It's just towards Israel.
That well, not everybody. Let's, okay, let me just do some clarifications. For not everybody hates Jews. And also, I just want to clarify that when you said Germany, you meant the Nazis, because I just want to make sure that we don't generalize the entirety of Germany as Nazis back then, right? So the Nazis, even the Nazis were admitting that they were doing the Holocaust, right? Also, yeah, guys,
by the way, I'm partially German, so I don't mean Germans like as a nation. Yes. No, I meant the Nazis, of course.
Yes. I just want to highlight that the reason why I'm saying Nazis and Holocaust is because so freely is because we've already been demonetized like 5 minutes into the show, and we already been demonetized. So there's no point in me trying to use words that are not. But I'm just going to try to appeal this, right? Already, because we're not saying anything. We're talking against these conspiracy theories, but YouTube thinks that we are maybe promoting it because of the language we're using. So please, guys, if you could use super chats to make up for the fact that we can't talk about these things without getting demonetized on YouTube. And already Nasrin used the super chat. Thank you so much, Nasrin, saying hi dear Armin, happy birthday. Thank you. Well, my birthday is on December 25th. So we're almost there. But yeah, but thank you so much, Nasrin, for the super chat. Again, guys, these super chats really, really help us out, make up for the fact that we constantly get demonetized. But let's look at her. Let's listen to her again, because this is amazing, the things that she said.
These aren't actually children. These are people that were kidnapped
by Hamas.
By Israel, babe. And they've
been- by Israel, babe. The fact that she says babe as if and so confident. Oh my God, this person is infuriating.
And they've been
you're
asked to be released.
So mentally unwell. Say hello. You're gonna lose your job. I'm sure you're unemployed, but you're
I'm actually
lose
not.
Your job.
I'm actually have fully employed and
I really think this person needs to become unemployed. Like, this person needs to be famous. This person, I don't know who she is, but the fact that she's so confident and so arrogant and so, look at the level of arrogance. I don't know. I hate this woman so much. I want you to share in this hate with me, guys. This is one reason why I'm doing this stream, is because how infuriating this person is. And I don't care what views you have. I mean, even if you are anti-Israeli, you can't be anti the hostages, can you? Like, you have to feel bad for the Israeli hostages at least. So even if you are against my views and Anna's views regarding Israel, you must hate this person at least. Please tell me that even the people who disagree with us can agree that this lady is evil. But yeah, go on, Anna.
And also Hamas, they kidnapped like American citizens as well. And they kidnapped Muslims. Okay, they kidnapped Arab Israelis. And they didn't really look into the passport of every single kidnapped or killed. No, they don't really care who are you. And like, she's even anti-American because even Americans were kidnapped, right? And even anti-Muslim because Muslims were also kidnapped. So, I mean, and how, I don't understand the reason why they do this. It won't help the people in Gaza, right? It won't help to the hostages, of course, it makes it worse. It won't help also to herself. She's just like wasting her time. Right. I don't understand
we got
why.
We got two super chats. One from Noam MKW saying, 5 minutes into the show, like, yeah, we got demonetized 5 minutes into the show. Say, you can't start a conspiracy that Muslims control the media or something of that. Yes, we won't, but we could. Thank you so much for that. And Omar with a super chat from Canada, super sticker from Canada. Thank you so much for that, Omar. Again, guys, these super chats and super stickers really help us out. Thank you. Thank you. One more time before we go to another video, because this is the most infuriating thing I've seen for a very long time.
Hold on. Aren't actually children. These are people that were kidnapped
by Hamas.
By Israel, babe. And they've been asked to be released.
You're so mentally unwell. Say hello. You're going to lose your I'm sure you're unemployed, but you're
I'm actually
lose your
not.
Day.
I'm actually have fully employed and my these aren't
okay. I hope the internet does its thing and you know justice is somehow served or something. And I know it's not good to hate on people because people are a product of, I don't know, whatever culture or whatever. But again, I'm also human, okay? I can't help it. I'm trying to be a better person. But seriously, when somebody is that arrogant and that's that evil, it's really hard. It's really hard not to hate a person like that.
Why I'm not so angry at her, because actually, I've seen a lot of videos like this, and I'm already so used to this that it doesn't really harm me personally. I just think that it's an extremely dumb action, and I really hope that maybe internet justice would be served, but it doesn't shock me in any way. Like, the treatment towards Jews around the world is so bad that these actions are not making me
got it.
Nothing really can shock me in a bad way. Shocks right you, now. Yeah.
Right. So we got another video, this one with the caption saying, in a German university, left-wing students first block and later physically attack a student who wants to hang the poster of a hostage held by Hamas. And then it says the woke support for Hamas is now global. So let's look at this video and then figure out what is happening here. So again, this is a person that is just trying to put on a poster of one of the hostages, one of the hostages that Hamas has taken. And look at what the reaction is. Why would you not let them? Okay, here's even if Israel's government and Israel as a whole is an occupying criminal state, okay, even if Israel has no right to exist, okay, let's say these people are right. But what's the problem with this? These are civilian hostages. What is wrong with you? Why can't you? Why is that not allowed? Why do you have? Could there be anything else other than Jew hatred? Can there be anything else other than Jew hatred? And the fact that it's so widespread around the world shows, because we constantly trying to say that the people condemning Israel, people acting like this is about being against Zionism or being against genocide or being against supporting Palestinians. The fact that this does nothing for Palestinians, you standing against the posters that are of Israeli hostages, demonstrate that this is not about you standing for Palestine. This is about you being against Jewish people. You have outed yourself. I'm actually happy that you're doing this, because it's hard for us to convince people that this is not a pro-Palestinian take, that this is an anti-Jewish thing. This is an anti-Jewish thing. Let me just show the rest of this. Look, here's the funny thing. she thinks that by showing a Palestinian picture, she's making a point, right? But here's the thing. These posters of Palestinian suffering should be up. The pro-Israeli hostages are not against that. They're not taking those down. You're the one who's taking the Israeli posters of Israeli hostages down. This is you don't need to pick one. You don't need to pick either the Palestinian children that are suffering or the Israeli children that have been taken hostage. You could be concerned for both. Why do you think this is a competition? Why can't we have images of both up? Go on, Anna. I think you want to say something.
Well, I just don't understand how taking down these kidnapped posters is going to help anyone.
No.
Who is the one who is benefiting it? Like, is it the Palestinian child? No, he's not benefiting from this. Is he the one who is taking it? No, he's just like wasting a lot of time taking it one time after time. And actually, a lot of Jews in the US and just concerned people, they put again these porch posters after they are taken down. Like, they go daily and replace the posters because they are taken down so much.
Right. No, but again, look at her. She thinks she's making a point. She'd be like, oh, you want to put up the poster of these Israeli hostages? Well, look at this Palestinian child who's suffering from the bombardments. Okay. Yes, lady. Thank you for showing us that. Can you tell us how not paying attention to the Israeli hostages, how would that help this child? Wouldn't that actually be harmful to this child? Wouldn't the fact that you are the advocates of this child be harmful to them? Wouldn't more people be dismissive of Palestinians if their advocates, if the people who are trying to bring attention to it are anti-Semites? You are doing this child more harm than good. Let me continue. Look. Look.
Unbelievable.
They want to remove it. This is such a global. Why is this so global? Why is this everywhere? Why in Western countries, in advanced countries, why are you seeing this everywhere? Somebody explain to me this. Explain to me the sensitivity for these posters, of Israelis who have been kidnapped, with anything other than being anti-Semitic, with anything other than hating Jews, because I see no other explanation. Anna, you want to say something?
Like, if you truly, truly want Palestinian children not to suffer, then you should be definitely pro-releasing the hostages, because if Hamas puts down its weapons and releases all the hostages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they stop this war, okay, like Gaza would at least get several days without war if they just release the hostages. If they just release the hostages, right?
Got it, yeah. Yes. Let me finish this video, and I see a bunch of super chats. All right, it's getting pretty physical. We got a super sticker from, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Anna, do you know how to pronounce his name? I think Susanna usually knows. I'm going to say Jorn. Jorn, yeah, but I should learn this because you have been supporting us for a very long time, and I still don't know how to pronounce your name, but thank you so much for supporting us all these times. And again, guys, we have been already being demonetized on the stream, so the super chats really, really help. Queen Egg is saying, hi, Armin and Anna. I'm glad these pro-ham-ass supporters are showing their true face. It is waking the world up. Be safe, Anna. Keep up the good work. Yeah, thank you so much. Again, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't be that upset regarding, and thank you for the super chat. I shouldn't be that upset that they're taking the posters down because it makes our case a lot easier. Because when we say these people are anti-Semites, they're Jew haters, people a lot of times think like, oh, really? Every time somebody criticizes Israel, you're calling them anti-Semite. Again, when they take out posters of people who have been kidnapped, all the other excuses go out the window that this is not about pretending that this is not about hating Jews. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. These people who have been kidnapped, they're not bombing Palestinians. They are, a lot of them are children. So there is no other, just by removing all other factors, the only thing that would be left would be anti-Jewish hatred. So thank you for demonstrating that. And Secular Sakai, using his 20-month membership, thank you so much, Secular Sakai, saying people are using emotion and groupthink on this. Exactly. This has become tribal. It's becoming tribal. Again, you don't have to choose a side, guys. You could be pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli at the same time. You know why? Because they're people, and people deserve to live better lives. Go on, Anna, before we go to this video.
Let's imagine, like, I really hate the Islamic Republic of Iran, okay? But right. Let's imagine that, I don't know, Iraq kidnaps Iranian civilians, right? Even though I hate the Islamic Republic of Iran, any action that they will do to bring back these civilians, I would support it. Even though I hate the Islamic Republic of Iran, I hate them.
Right.
With my entire heart and body, I hate them. But because they, like, if anyone takes Iranian civilians, I will be extremely against it. So why is it different with Israel? You can be anti-Zionist. You can think that Israel is a very bad country. You can think whatever you want, but these are civilians. Like, would you treat the same the civilians of Syria, of Iran, of North Korea? I mean, everyone hates North Korea. I don't think that you would hate just regular North Koreans as much.
Right.
And so, take down their posters.
Exactly. Zubi is trying to correct me from earlier, saying, Armin, at 1938, the average German thought they're doing good. Okay, I was talking about the Holocaust. At that time, the average German did not know that they were doing the Holocaust, okay? Even a lot of people within the party didn't know that they were doing the Holocaust. All right, so here's another video. Joseph is saying, I've never seen Jewish people take down posters of missing Palestinian children. I've also never heard of Jewish people taking Palestinian hostages. There is a good side to all of this. There is also an evil side. Yeah, actually, that's a interesting point. How come when you put up pictures of Palestinian children suffering in Gaza, the people who are pro-Israel don't go and take them down? Why don't you see that? But why do you see that the people who pretend to be pro-Palestine go and take down the images of children who have been kidnapped by Hamas? Makes you wonder. It's a very good question here. Let's see this lady, these people. Look how many of them. This is a global thing, by the way. Everywhere around the world where you put these posters on, people are taking them down. Unbelievable. Look at them.
Went off posters of kidnapped people by terrorists.
A lot of people.
You don't have human life.
Look at what she's saying. The person is saying, "What, you're taking the pictures of kidnapped people?" And she's saying, "There's also a lot of okay, lady. I know there's also a lot of victims on the other side as well. How are you helping them? How is you taking this poster helping them? I don't understand. You're insane. Maybe put their poster up next to this. Okay, you're saying, oh, there's also other people on the other side. Well, go get their goddamn, the person that took the time to put this poster up. Maybe you could do the same thing instead of being destructive. Do something helpful and productive and go get the poster of those people who are suffering and put it up here next to them. Why would you take these down? Listen to her reasoning.
You don't have human life. You don't love human life.
Yeah. Listen to what she's saying.
Kidnap people by terrorists.
Yeah, you can smile also. A lot of people.
If you don't have human life, you don't love human life, you can smile also.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I do love human life.
Oh my God, I hope these people lose their jobs or whatever. It's insane. Okay, there's that. And then I have Anna, you want to say something?
Yeah, like maybe you know more about this, but isn't it like vandalism or cluttering at least? What they are doing right now, because I see that like they tear it and it just falls on the ground and it's at least cluttering.
I don't care about that. I care about the level of anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I know. I just noticed this. That I mean, it's strange that the government, the police doesn't do anything with this.
Oh no, these people have been, there has been some significant consequences for these people. They have been losing their jobs let me actually make a lot of you happy. Okay, a lot of these people have been identified. The ones from the universities have lost, been kicked out of the university. The ones who have had jobs have been, their employers have been identified and they have lost their job. So there is some justice in all of this. So, and again, this will haunt them forever. Like being anti-Semitic is not a joke. The fact that you were not even smart enough to cover your face while doing this, I'm happy that you weren't that smart, because this will just ruin your life. By the way, Queen Nick just became a YouTube member again. Thank you guys. You guys becoming members and the super chats are really helping us out, because this stream that we're watching has already been demonetized. Let me just show you. I already appealed it, but again, we're talking about anti-Semitism. We said Nazis, we said the Holocaust, and YouTube might think that we are, you know, saying something bad, and that's why they automatically just right away demonetize us, and that's why we need your help to become members or use the super chat as a way to keep us going. And also, I just want to mention again that I'm going to have member only streams on our YouTube channel. So whoever is a YouTube member, just look out for that, because we will have those soon. And SFL just gave us another super chat, 699 super chat from Canada. Thank you so much, SFL. Thank you for all the support that we're getting today. So let's watch this, because this is another one of those ones that make me very angry.
Are you fighting terrorism, okay. Really? You guys really are fighting terrorism?
Look at that.
Fucking cowards. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. These people are killing innocent civilians. They killed friends of ours, families, people here affected directly, and you guys are denying it, taking them out, spreading hate, encouraging anti-Semitism.
Dude, you literally know I'm Jewish. Like, I've been.
This is so interesting, because she says, she says this is anti-Semitism, and she says I'm Jewish. You're an idiot, lady. You can be Jewish and anti-Semite at the same time. There is nothing that stops you from being a anti-Semite just because you're Jewish. You say that as if it's a defense. No, lady, you're Jewish and anti-Semite. You're supporting anti-Semitism. But go on, Anna.
Yeah, we just made a stream about Neturei Karta, a Jewish sect that is basically an anti-Semitic sect, because they are making deals with Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran, all the groups that try to destroy not only Israel, but kill as many Jews as possible. So,
yeah. So we just got a super chat from Donna. Thank you so much, Donna, for the super chat. Saying Donna is asking a question, saying, do you think it's mostly propaganda fueling the protests? I understand wanting war to end, but I have to believe the kids protesting are looking. I have to believe the kids protesting are looking the situation in a superficial way, or is it religion? Okay, so Donna, I think it's mostly directly or indirectly because of anti-Jewish hatred and propaganda against Jewish people. And the reason why I would say that is because you don't see the same level of protest. I would love it if these protests was actually genuinely because of care for Palestinians or people in Gaza, right? But the fact that we didn't see these protests for the people in Yemen, for the people in Syria, for right now, the fact that with the same population of almost the same population of Gaza, people are being kicked out by force from Pakistan, like Muslims or Afghani Muslims are being kicked out of Pakistan, 2 million of them, and nobody cares, like not that many people care or talk about. The fact that you don't see the same level of reaction, I mean, you didn't even see these protests against the 1 million Muslims who China put in concentration camps, right? You don't see any of these reactions, not even close. The only element that is different here compared to all those other examples that I mentioned is the fact that this one has Jews in it. So, yeah, I do think it's because of propaganda. I do think it's because of anti-Jewish propaganda. And I don't think it's because of genuine care for the Palestinian people. I wish it was. I think the main people that actually genuinely care for Palestinian people and want to support the Palestinian people are also the people who also support Israel. Like, the people who are being honest about their care for the people in Gaza are the people who also support Israel and support the Israeli people. That's what I think. We got Unicorn just gave us, used the 2 month membership to say thanks, Armin and Anna. Well, thank you for being a member as well. Let me know, Dana, what do you think about what I just said? So let's continue the rest of this. Oh, you go on.
Just about the previous question, that I think also in colleges and campuses around the US and also in the West, the Islamists, they are fostering these groups and propaganda, like inside the campuses. They put a lot of money in order to make their point of view to the students in order to convey it. And unfortunately, Israel isn't as involved in all of this. So yeah, it's not only on the internet, but actually on the ground as well, that Qatar is just putting a lot of money into all of this, also on the college campuses.
So let's finish the rest of this video.
Sure, that makes it much better.
No, but I'm saying, like, you have no right to tell people that their beliefs are wrong or that
it's not a belief.
First of all, she's an idiot. You do have a right to tell people. What are you talking about? She's saying, you. First of all, this is not about belief. This is about you censoring. She acts like she's being censored while she's packing other people's posters down. So, like, you don't have the right to tell us what to believe. Lady, you're the one who's doing the censoring. Are you insane? First, that point. Second of all, even though what she's saying, it has nothing to do about people's beliefs. This is about you removing other people's posters down. That sentence is also not correct. You have no right to tell people that their beliefs is incorrect. Who says that? That's your right to freedom of expression. If you have the right to express your belief, and I have every right to tell you that your belief is wrong. She doesn't know. She's saying something that is completely irrelevant to what's happening, and it's also wrong. It's wrong in so many ways that it's making my head hurt. It's irrelevant and wrong at the same time. What the hell? And it's also the opposite of what's happening. You're censoring people. What is she talking about? She's a moron. How are these our university students? I am afraid for the future, Anna. I am afraid for the future of these free progressive countries, apparently. I don't know what's going to happen. This is, by the way, guys, This is why we need Zionism, because these people are going to vote. I mean, they do vote already, but this is, these people are going to replace the Generation Z and the younger generations. They have really, really insane views. And anti-Semitism is growing, especially according to stats among leftists and younger people more compared to the older generation. So the fact, you know what I used to say, Anna? I was like, Zionism is a legitimate movement because the level of anti-Jewish hatred around the world is so high that there is no way Jewish people can rely on any other powers other than their own to be able to defend themselves. They need their own country. The Zionism started before World War II, and World War II would confirm that, yeah, this was the right thing to do. We were right to start Zionism. But now a lot of people are saying, like, yeah, okay, well, that was back then. Jews, it's not going to happen again. Look, Europe is supporting Jewish people. United States, the world main superpower, is supporting Jewish people. They have nothing to be afraid of. They will always have their backing and their support. And two things I have to say about this. First of all, Germany was one of the best places for Jews back then, right? And look how it turned overnight, like immediately. It turned to one of the best places for Jewish people to live, to being the main country that is leading the genocide, the world's largest genocide against Jewish people in history, right? So again, time and time again, Jews have seen throughout history that the superpowers, that the powers that are supporting you, can all of a sudden stop supporting you or even turn on you, given the level of anti-Jewish hatred that exists. So that's one thing, lessons from history. Second of all, look at the state that America is, heading. I don't know what's going to happen to these people. I don't know if the United States is going to support Israel as strongly as it is, or Jewish people as strongly as it is, given that this is the direction we're going with the younger generation. So yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't think Jewish people could just live in United States or in the UK or in Germany and be like, oh, I'm sure this time we can rely on power. This is going to be different. This time we can be secure and feel completely, safe. And the power, it's not going to happen again. It's not going to happen again. America has our back. Well, I mean, this is the future of America. I don't know. I'm not saying America is going to turn on Jews at some point like Germany did, but I'm just saying there is no assurance other than having your own standing army. So yeah, Zionism confirmed based on the opinion polls of the younger generation in America right now. But go on, Anna. What do you think about what I just said?
You know, what I'm afraid of the most is not anti-Zionism or anti-Semitism, is just that people gradually become more and more dumb. Like, I'm sure a lot of these students don't even know where Israel is, like where Gaza is, and they just repeat the slogans they hear because they feel like the Gazans are the oppressed and they want to be on the oppressed side and be on the weaker side, support the weaker side. And like I hear constantly things like, even from Israelis, I hear a lot of just very, very dumb statements. Like, for example, I heard from an Israeli that we shouldn't be progressive, we shouldn't be liberals. Like, look what Europe did to the Jews. We should be more like Muslims. Muslims don't do genocides. And I was like, what about Pakistan in Bangladesh? And what about like the Ottoman Empire, what they did to the Armenians? And so people just become more and more ignorant of history. And they want the simplest messages. They seek for these simplistic explanations. Yes, Sudan. Yeah, I'm talking like, of course, also in Sudan. They seek for these simplistic explanations, and this is where it leaves, right? To just put yourself in one side and put the entire nations in the world as oppressors and oppressed. And this is what we get.
Yeah. We got a super chat from SFL saying they are protesting in shopping malls because it's cold out. They threatened a policeman to put him in 6 feet under. Israel gets my support. Yeah, SFL, I think I know you're talking about the protest against Zara. We covered that. We actually showed them threatening police in Toronto, Canada. That was the go look at the stream that we did, anti-Israel protesters rally against Zara without knowing why. So yeah, we did cover that. Guys, make sure you subscribe to our channel because we do cover these things. Let me finish this video, see what else she has to say.
No, condemning fucking Hamas is not a belief. You don't have to believe to think that they're raping someone, it's wrong.
She's saying, why are you filming this? Because you are you are famous, lady. This video has been spread everywhere and you will be known for this. This is the biggest thing about your life forever. You are never going to be more known for anything more than being a Jewish anti-Semite. So why are you filming this? Because you need to be famous, lady. I hope you regret this. I hope you realize what a major disaster this was for your career and for your life, for the rest of your life. You came to this university to try to improve your career. Well, this video just undid all of that. Congratulations, lady. You played yourself.
You have to think that they're raping someone, it's wrong. You don't have to believe that someone getting kidnapped, that baby's getting beheaded, that 85-year-old grandmother's getting kidnapped.
Because you deserve to be embarrassed.
It's wrong. That's not a belief. That's not an opinion. And if it is, of course, I don't respect it.
Why are you filming?
Because.
What's your point?
What?
It's so unbelievable. She's taking out posters and she's wondering, why are you filming this? Why do you think, lady, to shine a light on people like you?
Show where all of the hate is coming from in this campus. Most Jewish students don't feel safe because a lot of other students are doing it. And the worst part is that there's Jewish students like you, unfortunately, who like encourage them to continue doing this and they get validated by it.
You don't know you are reading into propaganda.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tell me.
You're supporting occupation. An illegal occupation that's been happening for 75 years.
It's about Hamas and
What? Okay, so hold on.
And the atrocities and all of the war crimes they're committing. It's not about anything else. You're not condemning terrorists. That shit is wrong. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself. However, hold on. Give me this chance, okay? If you try to tell this woman why Israel's existence is not occupation, you have failed. You have fallen to her trap. This has nothing to. Okay, don't. When you hear something like this, don't tell this woman that it's not an occupation. Okay, Israel has the right to exist. It is legal for Israel. It has been recognized by international law as a legitimate country. Don't correct her about the history of Israel this happened. You say this happened. Because she's probably very ignorant about history and she's been brainwashed. And there's no use in telling her why the existence of Israel, why Zionism was a legitimate movement, why it was not occupation for Israel to exist. And the only part that I'm actually against is like the settlements in the West Bank. You know, you could call that occupation or whatever. That's true. That's against international laws. But the Israel country itself is completely legal for it to exist. It's not illegal. Okay. I don't know which law she's referring to. The international, it's a legal occupation. What law, lady? Which laws you're referring to? Because international laws completely confirms Israel's right to existence. But none of that is relevant. Because just give her that. Like, okay, fine, lady. Yeah, 75 years occupation. Israel is an occupier. This is illegal. The entirety of the existence of country of it's not even a country. It's just like a. Military occupation. Just say that, okay? What does this got to do with the fucking hostages? You fucking moron! You self-hating Jew! You anti-Semite! You idiot! What does this got to do with the children that you are taking the posters down? How is this helping stop the occupation that these people have been taken hostage by Hamas? Okay, Israel, okay, occupying force, illegal, everything you're saying, whatever you want to say. How has this got to do? Tell me, somebody tell me why would you take out the picture of a hostage being kidnapped by Hamas? How is this helping stopping the so-called occupation? Go on, Anna, help me out here. I don't understand.
Well, I will come back to the point I made about Iran, okay, about the Islamic Republic. This regime tortures and executes people for basically nothing, for protesting, for insulting Muhammad, whatever. And it spreads terrorism around the Middle East. And it supports Hamas, it supports Hezbollah. So I hate Iran and the Islamic Republic. I want the Islamic Republic to die as soon as possible, right? But if any country...
Don't say I hate Iran, say I hate the Islamic Republic. Don't use that.
I mean, specifically the Islamic Republic of Iran, okay?
Yeah.
If any country or organization, like if ISIS takes Iranian citizens, kidnaps them, okay? Do you think I would take down posters of kidnapped Iranian civilians? Like, even if they support Khamenei and even if they, like, come from a religious city, I don't care. They are civilians. I don't care what their stances is. I don't care that they come from the Islamic Republic. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Harming civilians is bad, no matter where it takes place, no matter who are these civilians. And kidnapping them is against every single international law, every single thing that you can, like, it's against just basic morality, basic logic. You don't have to like Israel in order to condemn kidnapping civilians. You don't have to like Israel in order not to take down these posters.
Right. Right. So, Sergo, so we got a couple of super chats. I don't understand this super chat. I'm just going to read it as it is. Somebody could tell me what it means in the comments. Sergo is saying it's more anti, and then there's a white circle there, than anti-Jew. Left says Jew equal white circle equal bad. Okay, I don't understand the super chat, but I do know that a lot of people try to put something instead of Jew, but refers to the Jews, but don't mention like Zionism, globalism, Illuminati, I don't know, world order, bankers. There's a lot of fill-ins for Jew because people don't want to be called out for being Jew haters. So that is a strategy that people use. But thank you for the super chat. Sid is saying, if Hamas had just attacked IDF bases and not civilians, would the attack have been justified? Many people are making that argument. No, the attack would not be justified, but it would be less obvious for the fact that the attack is not justified. The reason why the attack would be not justified is because Israel is a legitimate country, and it has to defend its borders. And you violating the border integrity of a country and its security is a violation of international laws. And there's no country that is justified in violating another country's border. And again, IDF bases and soldiers are people too. Just because they're soldiers, that doesn't mean that you have the right to kill them. So yeah, that would not be justified. But it's just the fact that they went after civilians makes our jobs so much easier to show how evil they are. But yeah, that would not be justified either. We got a super chat. Nasrin just used her membership to say they are young and stupid and make me angry. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of young people that are not just stupid. So just to be clear, like, I don't want them to use them being young as an excuse. These people are. Go on, Anna.
Well, in my opinion, students in college and universities, they should be probably more. They should be smarter than the rest of the population. Like they go to the university in order to study, and they have to read and get the good grades on the exams, right? So they are probably smarter than a lot of other people. Like, I don't know how it is in the US, but they should be smart, right?
Right.
And I'm really feeling sorry for them that this is the situation of students in the US and in other Western countries. Like I feel sorry for them, because if this right. is the situation of their students, I mean their education system is just totally sucks. Ruined probably.
Right. So we got a super chat from Angry Keyboard Warrior saying, can you entertain the argument, not mine, that the hostage situation sucks, but posters are using the hostages to justify genocide in Gaza? Okay, so there's a couple of points. First of all, there's no genocide happening in Gaza. What's happening in Gaza is very unfortunate, but people who say that's genocide don't understand the meaning of genocide. The numbers doesn't make it a genocide. The intention makes it a genocide. So there is no, I have a problem with that language already there. And also these people who would say that, and I understand that Angry Keyboard Warrior is not saying this herself or himself, but the people who want the hostages back, a big portion of them don't want the war to continue. So right now in Israel, there's a major disagreement over whether there are a lot of Israelis who want the war to stop, so to get the hostages back. And a lot of people are like, yeah, we understand the hostages are there, but we need to, the priority should be getting rid of Hamas. So right now there's a lot of disagreements and infighting happening in Israel. So that line of argument doesn't work at all, given that the family of the hostages are some of the people who are advocating for the war to stop. And I understand that there's a lot more complicated than that, and there's a lot of nuances in this, and there's a lot of exceptions to what I'm saying. But I'm just saying this line doesn't work, given the fact that a lot of the people who are the family of the hostages are actually asking for the war to stop. Go on, Anna.
I also want to state that these posters are usually printed and also put on by family members of hostages. A lot of the times it's not an organized act by the state of Israel. No, it is all activism by this I would say community, because they actually became kind of a community of family members of hostages. So
right.
The only reason these people put these posters is to raise the awareness that there are still hostages in Gaza, and because they want their right. loved ones back.
Right, 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 right. No, Anna, no, Anna, you're wrong. Obviously, the mother of the hostage, she doesn't want her child back. She's just putting the poster up because she wants Palestinians to die. That's obviously that's what she wants. They don't want their, like, no, like, you lost your family. Like, these are your family. These are your loved ones. But you're posting the post like, no, who cares about your child or your father or your brother? You're like, you know what? I'm just going to put this poster up because I just want to see dead Palestinians. That's what I want. You know, I'm happy. I'm happy that they took my child or my father or my brother, because now I get to put this poster up and I get to get satisfaction from seeing more dead Palestinians. Yeah, I'm sure that's the main motivation. Family members caring about wanting their family members back. Yeah, no, that makes no sense, Anna. I have no idea what you're talking about. Sid with the super chat saying, in India, our freedom fighters did attack and target British officers, their Indian allies, but never British women, children. Okay, their Indian allies, but never British women and children. Many tried to even take help from Nazis to get freedom from British. Okay, so that's a different situation. That was an actual occupation. That is actual colonization. This is not. Even in an actual example of occupation and colonization, the freedom fighters in India, they never targeted women and children, right? Yeah, so there's two differences said. First of all, the difference that you just mentioned, that they didn't target women and children. I mean, I'm sure there are some exceptions. There's always exceptions. But the main difference is that was an occupation. That was an actual example of colonization. This is not. Israel is not colonizing. Israel has a complete right to exist. But go on. I know.
Yeah, and like in the West Bank, maybe you can say that oh, it's occupation because Israel still has some military control over it and checkpoints and so on. But and also the settlements. By the way, I'm not pro the settlements. I'm against the settlements in the West Bank. But in Gaza, they have full freedom there. Okay, there is no military and or police or any control of Israel over Gaza Strip. They can build whatever they want. Yet they chose to take all the money coming from Qatar and Iran and invest it in digging tunnels and weapons against Israel instead of using it to develop the Gaza Strip.
Right. Okay, so we need to move on. I just want to address this really quickly. As I was saying, I wouldn't say so. Britain helped building India. Yeah, just because they helped build India, that doesn't mean they weren't colonizing it. The Romans helped build a lot of places that they were colonizing as well. But yeah, there's a Monty Python. Never mind. Let me just get to this one.
Why don't you do something for Palestine? Why don't you?
That's a great question. Thank you for that, Lady Bear. Like, she's like, why are you taking these posters down? Why don't you do something for Palestine instead? Instead of amazing, great question, camera lady or whoever is talking. Great question. Look at the amazing question.
Why don't you do something for Palestine? Why don't you
do something?
This is for Palestine.
She's saying this is for Palestine. Oh my, okay, somebody find this lady. I want to know, how is this helping Palestine? How is this taking posters, these posters down, helping Palestine? Like, this is for Palestine. Really, lady? How?
This is for Palestine.
They're not mutually exclusive. It's children. It's children. It's innocent people.
Okay, what about the children in Palestine?
She's like, okay, so the lady behind the camera is saying this is not mutually exclusive. It's such a good point. These people are amazing. I love the people behind the camera. She's like, yeah, okay, people in Palestine, okay, yeah, they're suffering, but it's not mutually exclusive. This is also a concern. So she says, what, these are children. She turns back and she's like, what about the children in Palestine? Lady, put their posters up. Put their posters up. You're not helping them. You're harming them. You are a curse upon Palestinian children because you as their advocate makes people, unfortunately, makes people not care about them. Which is so bad. Please, God, here's the thing. Let me say something for the Palestinian children. Please, please not, do not stop caring for them because of these people, okay? The Palestinian children matter. They are so unlucky that these are their advocates. Please don't get turned off from supporting them because of people, evil people like this. Let me watch the rest of this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Evil, evil, pure evil. I don't understand. I really don't understand how could we have such level of hate in this world. So we got another super chat from Sid. Sid is saying, Muslims have no problem with Muslims dying in Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and the at the hands of Muslim dictators because they see it as an ummah issue, internal families squabble, but Israel can't react to defend itself, question mark. Okay, so Sid, I would agree with everything, the point that you're trying to make, but you should put a mini at the beginning of your sentence, okay? Because I just want to mention that there are Muslims out there who do bring attention to the suffering of people in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, they do exist. So I just don't want to generalize, but your point is taken that it's not comparable at all to the level of reaction they show to when there's Jews involved. But you're completely fair point, but just make sure that we do not generalize all Muslims. Just put a mini at the beginning of that sentence and that would be great. And then we have Nasrin saying, so Nasrin with another super chat. Got said, Nasrin, everybody else, thank you so much for these super chats. It's really helping us keep the channel alive. Nasrin is saying, I mean, they are young too and need to know better, but their act is stupid. I didn't mean they stupid because they are young. My English are not good. It's okay, Nasrin. It's fine. Thank you. We got that point. And thank you again for the next super chat. Yes, Sid is also confirming again, not generalizing. Yes, many, exactly. I knew, I knew you guys mean a lot of you are not generalizing. I'm just very sensitive for with language that could come off as generalizing. So just allow me to be this sensitive because it's important to be picky about this. I know, especially because I know Sid, I know you guys don't mean to be generalizing, but I think it's good to try to be picky about this type of use of words. All right, so this next video I want to show is from Rebecca saying, what's frightening is how he keeps insisting that no Israelis were kidnapped from their homes, even after he talks about two old ladies were freed from Hamas himself. Yeah, he, okay, let's watch this video. This is in New York City. A man is filmed ripping down posters of kidnapped Israeli children, stating it's false information. The anger this man holds is frightening. So let me just put the volume up and then full screen it and then play it, see what this is, guys.
Why are you ripping these down?
Because it's false information and you're beat.
What's false? Hold on, what's false about it?
Listen, I'm going to rip it off whether you're here recording me or not. I already spoke to him.
It's false information. So yeah, they haven't been kidnapped, apparently.
Stop, she's legal, so you're beat.
No, stop.
You're so beat. It's 100% legal and you're beat. What you going to do about it?
You hate
problem?
Jews?
I'm
killing
you.
That's
all right,
you hate
me.
Jews?
I don't hate Jews.
So
not
why are you
ripping
this down?
Before you call me anti-Semitic.
Why are you ripping this down? Don't.
Touch me again.
Don't.
Touch me again.
I'm not going to touch you.
Touch me again.
Stop.
All right,
what did these people do to you that you're
these
ripping
people,
it down?
These, all right, so first
what
of all.
What poor hostages do to
first
you?
Of all, your beautiful government of Israel.
It's not my, I'm American.
Oh, you're American? Oh, so you don't know anything then?
Why don't I know anything?
What
do you know? Tell me what you know about these hostages.
Tell me what you know about these hostages.
That they're kidnapped by a terrorist organization.
And how do you know that for sure? Because you see the sign here?
How do I know?
How do you know that?
Okay, so you're saying they're not kidnapped.
You didn't see the video?
Yeah, he is.
Why? Do you know what's going on?
What's
you
I know talking? I know very well.
You know
what's
going on.
Anyone who has a brain knows what's going on.
Have you? I've been very close, yeah. I have.
Have you been there recently?
Very, very recently.
Okay.
Have you?
You think it's okay that
yes,
these
I think it's
are
okay.
Held?
Well, okay.
So you
more,
believe in kidnapping more. The innocent?
That's not what I do.
Huh?
You
okay.
Believe in kidnapping the innocent?
I definitely don't.
So why are you ripping these down?
But when you were killing 9,000 people, right?
There's no but. They're innocent. They're not.
All right. The 9,000 people
that
I'm
anything.
Talking about are innocent as well.
Sorry?
The 9,000 people I'm talking about.
Am
very,
I ripping down any other signs? Am I ripping?
That's a very good point. Are you? Yeah. Okay. So, are these people on the posters are doing the bombardment? God damn it!
Yeah.
What does that
matter?
You support IDF?
You support Hamas. You support Hamas.
Okay. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Suck My Dick.
Okay.
That's my name.
And where is your organ? Where do you work?
Where do I work?
Yeah.
I work in Gomusa.
You're going to be blasted.
I'm sure
you're social media.
I'm sure you're.
All right. That's fine. I'm handsome. Take a picture of me.
Do you feel good about doing this?
I feel actually this gives me so much joy.
Wow. Why is that?
So you belong in yeah. Hamas.
I belong in Hamas?
Join Hamas.
Trust me, if I was in Hamas.
Let me ask you something.
She will not be sweet.
Let me ask you trust something. Me. Why don't you live in Gaza?
Why don't I live in Gaza?
Yeah.
Actually, you know why I don't live in Gaza? Because I actually can't enter Gaza. That's why I don't live in Gaza.
Why not? Why not?
You're not
I would
you.
Love to bring you
because
into
Hamas
Gaza.
Hamas
beat you there. Yeah.
Because Hamas won't let you in.
Are you Israeli?
Because Hamas yes, won't let you in.
Of course you can go to Gaza.
Yeah.
Of course you can.
I can do whatever I want.
There are no Jews in Gaza. Do you know that? There are no Jews allowed in Gaza.
That's okay, because in Gaza, that
it's
little
okay.
That little strip, you guys got the whole other land. So
the whole other
that?
Land?
Right.
You know the size
hey,
of Hamas the whole other land, you idiot.
Hamas, there's no Hamas in the West Bank. Yo, lady,
run.
Lady.
What does this have to do with
the
West Bank?
There's no Hamas in the West Bank.
You know,
you still kill people in
the
West Bank. What's wrong with the PLO? What's wrong with the PLO?
This war is not on the PLO.
So what I'm talking about West Bank. In the West Bank, there's no Hamas,
hold
and you
on,
still
you
kill
know.
People in the West
hold
Bank.
On,
no, you shut up. You're
a,
you don't know
you
shit.
Don't tell her
first
to
of
shut
all,
up.
Why
I tell anybody,
down?
What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do
why
about
are
it?
Why are
I'm
you
not,
picking
I'm not
right,
violent.
Then, so the
I'm not
up.
You.
I didn't hit you. Am
why?
I violent?
Our question is
you got
why
your iPhone 13 Pro Max.
Our question is why are you ripping down posters?
Because it's misinformation. Because it's misinformation.
It's misinformation that they're kidnapped?
It's misinformation. The ladies that came out after being kidnapped. After being kidnapped, they came out and they said, Hamas cleaned the bathroom every 3 hours.
They fed me
the same food they
so
were
she
eating.
She wasn't kidnapped?
Restaurants.
Wait, he just played himself. He just confirmed that there are kidnapped. There are hostages. She said like, oh, this is propaganda. There are no hostages. They're not taking hostages. Now she's saying the hostage that came down is saying Hamas treated them well. You just played yourself. So there were hostages then.
After being kidnapped, they came out and they said,
"Oh my God!"
Cleaned the bathroom every 3 hours. They fed me the same food they were eating.
She wasn't kidnapped.
Restaurants in Manhattan. Hamas didn't say that. The lady that got kidnapped, the Jewish lady that got kidnapped, said that. The Jewish lady.
They're kidnapped.
Yeah.
They're being held in the underground tunnels.
Underground tunnels.
Yeah.
So they're in underground tunnels, but IDF is bombing. Buildings. Why is that?
Damn right they're over the tunnel.
You're damn right. No, yeah. Well,
to
guess
get
what?
Rid of Hamas.
Well, guess what? You're getting rid of innocent people.
Terrorist murders. Are these
terrorist murders? IDF is terrorist murders. IDF is terrorist murders.
Are these innocent people or not?
I don't know. I don't
you
know.
Don't know
people.
Why? Because they were in their homes. An infant is not innocent.
I mean, to IDF, an infant isn't innocent.
What are you talking about?
An IDF, they kill innocent children every day.
Are we ripping down posters of innocent people, or are you ripping down posters of innocent people?
I'm ripping down misinformation.
Okay, so if you don't get into it, let me give you a tip. Don't get into this argument with this person why the West Bank and Gaza are two separate things and the details of why, okay, Israel is doing, you know, attacking buildings. The point is that even if everything he's saying is true, just give it to him. Let's say all of it is true. Like, okay, Israel IDF is terrorists. IDF is like, oh my God, this is so sweet. October 7th just gave me such a great opportunity. I just want to go to Palestine and just murder children. I just was looking for an excuse and IDF was just waiting for this. Let's assume that is true. IDF just wants to kill civilians and children. And that is true. Okay. Let's assume that is true. Just give it all to this person. Don't argue over these points. Here's the thing. Why are you taking down the posters again? That's irrelevant. What did these children do? What does that got to do with these children? You just confirm that they have been kidnapped. Why are you taking it out against them? Remember, all those other points is a distraction from the fact that this person is taking down posters of kidnapped civilians. Go on, Anna.
It actually amuses me how much effort he puts into getting these posters down. Like, the reason these posters are wrapped in plastic is because they were taken down so many times that now whoever is putting them is doing it extra hard to take it down.
Yeah, totally.
So now he has to stand there for a long time and trying, like, you see, he tries his best and he didn't rip even, I think, one poster. He just, like, scratched the plastics over there. So, I'm really happy. I'm really happy that he just wastes so much time from his life on such a dumb goal. I mean, go and do some research instead. I don't know.
Yeah, and also, by the way, he thinks there's no consequences. He's so stupid. Like, what are you going to do? Dude, your career, your employment, your future just went down the toilet. Do you have any idea what you just did to yourself? He thinks there's not going to be any consequences to what he just did. You're going to be identified. This is the biggest highlight of your entire life. This is what you're going to be known for. Sid with the $10 super chat, thank you so much, Sid, saying, Armin, do you consider Israel to be a form of settler colonialism? No, I do not. And then it continues saying, I understand it began for refugees, but this displacement of Palestinians was bad for Palestinians. Jews are white people who took over their land. Okay, so I'm just, because this is not relevant to the stream, I'm just going to try to answer it very quickly. But Sid, we're going to do a member only a live stream, which I could get into more details regarding these questions if you want back at that time. So let me just answer it quickly. So the displacement of Palestinians started because the Arab countries decided to attack Israel on its birthday, right? So that is the main reason why we have displacement of Palestinians. The Palestinian people, when they were leaving their homes, it happened because of the war that started by the Arab countries, right? So, yeah, and it was bad. It's horrific. But it wasn't Israel didn't displace them. It was the Arab countries that started the war that displaced them. Then you say Jews are white people. Okay, first of all, not all Jews are white people. I think maybe you're talking about the Ashkenazi Jewish people that came from Europe. But we also have half of Israel, I think, is Mizrahi Jewish people who are from the Middle East, right? And they are from that region. And first of all, white being white is not even, it doesn't even make sense. It's a very weird way of categorizing people. This is all based on pseudoscience. It doesn't matter if you're white or black or brown. It's just such an irrelevant way of referring to people and trying to identify them. But even if you're by white, if you're trying to say that they are Europeans and came from somewhere else, well, half of the Jewish of Israel did not come from somewhere else. They're from that region itself. But it doesn't even matter where they came from. The fact is that a lot of the land in that area was empty. Anyways, and the Jews that came from other places, they built cities in places where other people were not living. The land, so there's three, I'm just going to answer this very quickly. The land that was already owned, the houses and land that were already owned, the Jews that came from other places, they bought it. A lot of the places that they were settling were places, lands that nobody was settling in. There was nobody living there. There was no buildings. There were no farms, and it didn't belong to anybody. Right? It belonged to the Ottoman Empire. So if you're talking about rights to land, you're either talking about private property, or you're talking about rights of a nation or an empire. So the private properties, there are a lot of private properties that were bought. But the land that was not bought did not belong to anybody. It belonged to the Ottoman Empire, and the Ottoman Empire did not exist anymore. So there was no land taken by anybody. The only parts that you're talking about that it could be referred to as displacement was when Palestinians were forced to leave their land because of the war that the Arab countries started. So there's that. And I just quick, because I don't want to get into this so much, if you have an opinion about everything I said, just quickly mention it before we go back to the videos.
Yeah, well, the city where I live, it was bought during the Ottoman Empire times in the 19th century, late 19th century, and there was nothing here before, yet Hamas is still bombing here. So they don't try to liberate their own land. They just try to kill as many Jews as possible. Like, this is the only
yes,
ideology they have. Okay, the land is an excuse. So the land is an excuse, okay? My mother, she comes from a German lineage, and they were Germans living in Russia, and they were also displaced, okay? No, Germans are now is calling to Russia, hey, please return our lands. We want our lands back in Russia now, okay? So it's just an excuse, yeah.
Right, yeah. But guys, remember that when Jewish people were moving to Israel, there was enough land for everybody there, okay? And if there was not anti-Jewish hatred, and there was two type of anti-Jewish hatred when Jewish people were coming to Israel, there was religious ones and there were secular ones, right? So there was ethnic, the secular Arabs who were pan-Arabists, and there were Arab nationalists who were against Jews because of their ethnicity, and there were Islamists who were against Jews because they were Muslim, because of their religion. But the thing is that if there was no anti-Jewish hatred, this would have been a win-win, right? The fact that the Jewish people were coming there, if there was no war against Israel right at the beginning of it, and if it was just accepting, if the people who were living there was just accepting of these refugees, the land that they were giving away was either the lands that the Jews were buying from the Arabs or the lands that nobody was living there. Nobody had to be displaced. And the Arabs living there would have benefited so much from Jewish people coming there because they were bringing a lot of expertise. They were bringing in investment. It would have been a win for the Jews because they needed a land, and it would have been a win for an Arab because there would be a lot more commerce, a lot more trade, and a lot more building. It would bring a lot more prosperity. It would have been a win-win for both Arabs and the Jews. This whole idea of colonization or oppressor versus oppressee mentality just ruined this whole win-win situation that could have been in place. Anyways, I want to show you three more things before we end this, because I made a lot of you, I think, angry and upset, and I just want to do some more beautiful, heartwarming, wholesome versions of these videos that we've seen. So here's another woman who's taking a video posters down, But this is a good, this is, she's taking it, she's doing a good job. She's taking it down for a good reason. And the caption says, there is a single appropriate time to take down a hostage poster. Once they have been returned home alive and safe, it is appropriate to gently remove the poster. Then recycle or, oh, this is what Anna was, recycle or repurpose for art and remember those lost on October 7th. I pray for all of their safe return. Again, I don't believe in prayer, but I like this message. Let me just show you somebody who's taking one of these posters down for good reason, because she was returned back home. So yeah, she's home safe, and that's why they're taking her poster down. So here's another one I wanted to show you. This was also wholesome. Somebody posted this. Let me full screen it. Okay, so it says this is the 10-month-old baby that has been, that was kidnapped by Hamas, right? And there was a poster of this baby. By the way, Anna, is, can you update us with him? I can't pronounce his name. Can you, the 10 month, this is the youngest hostage taken by Hamas, which is 10 month old. What is the update with him? Do you know, do you have any information of what the latest update is?
So from what I know, he's still there. Wait a second.
And my understanding is that he's still either still a hostage of Hamas, or he's, I don't know, some people are saying that he's no longer living. Yeah, he's dead. So we don't know.
Yeah,
yet,
Hamas say that he's dead, but like we can't really confirm it as long as we don't see the body. So no one knows actually if he's dead or alive. And
right.
Yeah, this is the situation that some of the hostages that were released, the Hamas also said about them that they were dead. Okay, they are trying to make also like psychological warfare as well. And right now there are still like 138 hostages in Gaza, and also including some women and some old people as well. So their situation is really a life and death situation right now, especially right. the olders that we don't know if they receive any medical attention.
Yeah, so let's watch this video. So the poster says, try to take this poster down. Okay, I'm gonna mute it because I'm not sure if the music is copyrighted. And then it says, try again. And again. No matter how hard you try, you can't erase the truth. How do you pronounce his name? Kafir? How do you?
Kafir.
Kafir is held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Together with 240 other men, women, and children. By the way, now the number is down to 130 something. And I checked last before we went live. Bring them home. And the most beautiful thing I wanted to show you, I left for last. Okay. This, Susanna sent me this, and it just made me so happy. It's saying, those who take down the hostage posters are sad she's alive. The entire point was to forget the Jewish victims, right? And it says, Emily holds up her own kidnap poster. I hope every horrible person who tore down her poster sees this. Again, this is Emily. She was one of the hostages, and she came home, and she's safe now, and she's holding her own poster. Just wanted to end on a good, beautiful note before we go for our holidays. This just made me so happy. Anyways. All right, guys. This was a stream for today. Sorry, this was before the holidays. I just wanted to make sure that we go live one more time and remind you guys that there are still hostages there. Do not forget them, and do not forget the people in Gaza as well. Do not forget any of the civilians, okay? So, and there are people who are trying to make you ignore them. I just want to make sure that you are not one of those people who ignores the hostages, right? Don't ignore anybody. Don't ignore any of the victims. And please, to make sure that less people are able to ignore this, make sure you do like the stream, share the stream, leave comments. All of it helps. Anna, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say that on our TV and our news, the hostages, they talk about them constantly. And like for me, it's very hard to see them, especially like when their families are talking. But I think the world isn't talking enough about them. Like I wished the Arab channels especially talked more about them. The Arab channels don't even mention it. It looks like if you are watching Al Jazeera, it looks like Israel just attacked Gaza and provoked. Like this is what the narrative that they are pushing, and always showing Gaza all the time. Please, if you live abroad, and especially if you like speak Arabic and you maybe don't feel that it's gonna affect you negatively, please do talk about it, please. Because like talking about it inside Israel, we all know that it happened and we all want them back. But in the world, it gets so little attention, even just attention. And what we see here is, I think, a direct result of this, that the world isn't talking enough about them, that the world isn't showing enough their families and what they say.
Exactly. So we got Maya, thank you so much for the super chat from Israel, saying the problem is it's so infuriating and insensitive, it's hard to compose yourself enough to explain it clearly. Yes, Maya, and I know, I guess sometimes I get so angry, I don't even know what to say. But thank you so much, Maya from Israel. And then Queen Nick is saying, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you both. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And Unicorn is saying, thanks again, Armin and Anna. Well, thank you, guys. All right, guys, we're going to end the stream now, and we'll see you again soon, shortly, with our next stream. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the bell notification. Make sure you like the stream. Make sure you leave a comment after the stream is over, and make sure you recommend our channel to as many people as you can. Tell your friends and your enemies that they need to come and check out our channel. Oh, and also, if you want to debate me, go on my Twitter account. Go look for Armin Navabi on Twitter, and my DMs are open. You could message me there. I'm looking for people to debate. So if you're interested in that, message me there. All right, guys. Bye. Mwah.